This is the CampCast for the first part of November 2005, our first show. My name is Tommy Feldman, and I'm the host of the CampCast. Tune into the CampCast for the latest on people, ideas, and events in the world of camp and youth development. The CampCast is the first podcast in the world for camp and youth development professionals. This show is about ideas, business, and fun. In each show, we discuss topics that range from managing people and money to designing a program and telling a joke. We're located on the web at www.thecampcast.com. At the website, you'll find links on information that we refer to in our show. If you'd like to contact us with suggestions, feedback, or ideas, please email us at info@thecampcast.com, and we'll respond as quickly as we can. In the future, we'll be looking for broadcast sponsors for the CampCast. If you're a business or individual that would like to sponsor a show, please email us. Today's show, our first, is brought to you by the American Camp Association Young Professionals. Are you looking for connections in the camp industry? Want to find ways to get more involved in ACA? Trying to connect with a mentor or someone who will guide you through some of the big steps? That's what ACAYP is built to do. You can find information for yourself or the young professionals in your organization at www.acayp.org or www.acacamps.org/youngpros. Today's show has four segments. We've got Andre Brewer talking about the national board meeting that took place in October. Faith Evans is giving us a game that you can use to get meetings going or use it summer with the staff and campers. Eric Akura is going to tell us some good jokes he learned from campers this summer. And finally, I'll be going over a list of events that are on the calendar in the camp industry coming up over the next few weeks and months. So you're listening to the first show we've ever produced. Forgive our dust. We're still figuring out some of the technical sound aspects of producing the CampCast. Here we go. We'd first like to welcome Andre Brewer. Andre is the director of Camp Lincoln in Lake Hubert, Minnesota. Andre is also a member of the ACA National Board and the National Young Professionals Committee. Hi, Andre.
Hi, Tommy.
So it sounds like you just returned from a busy week in Indiana, meeting with the ACA Board and National Staff. Can you give us an idea of what came out of your time there?
All right. It was a great time with that in Indianapolis. The National Board, joined by the section executive, met with the National Staff in 2 days of a workshop type of environment where we were led by the IU School of Philanthropy, and they sent out some of their staff members to help us understand how associations like ours can solicit funds from their membership in order to reach our goals for campaign 07. So it was really informative and gave us some ideas on how we can help our membership understand the value of giving to campaign 07. Once the leadership summit concluded, the National Board had the opportunity to meet, and we spent a lot of time talking about the recent call for volunteers email that was sent out to all ACA membership, and our goal is to make sure that as many people complete that as possible so that we are able to put those people to work for the association. As a young professional, it's important that we, you know, complete that questionnaire so that they can see that you too want to get involved and where, you know, some of your strengths may lie in helping the association into the future.
That's great. We'll make sure to post the link to that call for volunteers on the website for the young professionals as well as the website for the podcast. What else happened at the board meeting, Andre?
We also spent a lot of time talking about our end statements, which sort of drive our board meetings every time we meet. These end statements sort of, if you want to summarize them, basically say that we will sell the value of camp and make sure that a broad demographic of people know about camp, adults, children, and youth. And also, if they do experience camp, that the quality that they experience is high. We spend a lot of time about making sure that we, you know, focus on those in every decision that we made during our, you know, meetings. Finally, too, we talked a lot about policy governance, which is a way that our meetings are run. As a board, we are seen as the visionaries and the dreamers, and the national staff then have the do more of the operational side. They you know, do the work to make our dreams occur. So we don't really get into doing the work. We come up with the ideas, and then it's, you know, Peg and her staff that run with those ideas and try to make them actually happen.
Anything else from the week of meetings with the board?
Sure. The Board of Development, which is a subcommittee of the National Board, is currently working on the ballots, those officers who will be replacing the members who currently rotate off in February. As part of their job, they're charged with making the slate represent all, you know, of the people that ACA truly represents. So they're looking to make the slate diverse by age, you know, gender, section of the country that they come from.
Well, Andre, thanks for your time. We hope to have you back in future shows to keep us informed, and have a great off season.
All right, you do the same. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Andre Brewer of Camp Lincoln for Boys in Lake Hubert, Minnesota, and he is a member of the ACA National Board and Young Professionals Committee. Segment of the show, we'd like to give you a useful activity or tool that you can use with campers, staff, or just around the office at any time of year. Today we have with us in studio Faith Evans of Longmont, Colorado. Hi, Faith.
Hi, Tommy. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thanks.
Faith's professional history in the world of camping spans 45 years. She has been recognized by the American Camp Association for her outstanding staff training and for excellence in writing through numerous articles published in Camping Magazine. Faith is co-author of 99 of the Best Corporate Experiential Games We Know, and new this year, the book The More the Merrier, Leading Large Group Games. So what do you have for us today, Faith?
Well, Tommy, I have a game that's one of my favorites because it's so versatile and it's simple and it takes nothing but folks. So it's an opportunity for people to get together, to get to know each other, and to share something that's found in one's wallet. Now I'll give a couple of variations, and I just have to laugh because when I played it in the Midwest, they said, can we call this billfold? Anyway, so wallet, standing up, seated, 5 to 15 minutes, small groups between 4 and 8. And again, the action is to get to know each other through the sharing of personal items found in one's wallet. So here's a script. If I were going to be speaking it, I would say, hi, I was cleaning out my wallet this morning, and I found this receipt. This receipt means a good deal to me because it's from a dinner I had with an old college roommate I hadn't seen for 25 years. So I might go on, I might say, if I didn't do my receipt, I might say, here's my Starbucks coffee card. I am a Starbucks fanatic, so you can see where that might lead, right? Mm-hmm. Or I might say, you know, I want you to see this pair of earrings I have on. My daughter, her name's Erin, she made these for me and gave them to me for Mother's Day. She's an artist, and then I might go on with that for about a minute or so. So you can see that the variation has to do with, it can be anything in your wallet, in your pack or purse, your pocket. It could be anything that you're wearing. It might even be something in case you didn't know you were playing a game that you might have with you, but you don't happen to. So the idea is this. small things say a lot. So everyone in this small group of folks here, take a look at something inside your wallet or purse and think what it is that you'd like to share about yourself that others might not know. Now, get yourselves into small groups of 4, 5, 6, and then begin to share what it is that you'd like. Just go around. I won't time you, but be conscious of giving everyone else an opportunity to share. When we're finished, just have a small conversation with each other. One variation is that you can each ask questions. Now, this all depends on how much time you've got. One of the uses for this is as a time filler. Say, for instance, you want to set up something and you have this large or small group of people. You need for them to be productively, happily, and interestingly occupied, entertained while you do this other work to set things up, or maybe you have to go off and do something unexpected. So you offer this game, you set it up for the amount of time that you think you're going to need. So it's a great filler. The other thing that I love about this is it has people begin trusting each other at an open beginning level and be supportive of each other. It offers conversation starters for opportunities to talk later. It creates interests and commonalities. Again, when people find things in common with each other or know more about each other, the relationship begins.
That's great.
So another use for it is to bring it to staff meeting. This would be a wintertime use. And you say, before we start staff meeting, I just like to play wallets. And even though you know each other really well, there's always something that someone doesn't know.
And you're always waiting for someone who's late to the meeting anyway, so yes. It gives you a chance to fill in.
Exactly. That's great.
Thanks, Faith, for the easy and fun activity.
You're welcome.
Your books are available through the ACA bookstore or Amazon.com, is that right?
That's right.
Great. And I know if you buy through the ACA bookstore, even if it sends you to Amazon, the ACA gets money back.
So and we like thing. That part.
Yes, we do. Are you going to be at any conferences this upcoming year?
Yes, I will be at National in Chicago doing several pieces, and then I'll be at Camp West as well in Las Vegas. And so I look forward to seeing folks there, and if you see me there, find me, call me, ask me questions, I'm there.
If someone wants to reach you, how would they do that?
Find me at Faith Evans, my name full, faithevans@aol.com.
All right.
And I'll try to get back with you within 24 hours.
All right. Lots of email. Again, Faith is the owner of Playfully, Inc. She is an experientially based process consultant, trainer, author, and keynoter. She specializes in action learning in the areas of relationship building, leadership, communication, and play for a purpose and for no purpose. Thanks a lot, Faith.
Hey, by the way, Tommy, what's in your wallet?
Well, I've got a lottery ticket, but it's not doing me much good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right, welcome back to the show for our final segment. We've got Eric Akari. He's assistant director for summer camps at Tom Sawyer Day Camps in Altadena, California. Eric, you learned some funny jokes at camp from the campers this summer?
I sure did. I learned some fun pirate jokes from a couple of the campers.
All right, well, lay one on us.
When a pirate goes out to a nice evening, what's the latest person he likes to wear?
I don't know.
Armani suits and Argyle socks.
Oh, boy. Okay. Do you have any other pirate jokes?
Oh, yeah, I got two more. What is a pirate's favorite vegetable?
What is a pirate's? I don't know.
Artichokes.
Artichokes. All right.
What did the pirate say when he lost his treasure?
What did the pirate say?
I lost my treasure.
Oh, boy. Do you have one more?
What movies can't pirates see?
What movie can't pirates see?
Rated R one.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric, for the jokes. I hope that you learn some more next summer with your campers. And are things going well out there for Tom Sawyer camps?
Oh, everything's going just fine. We're excited
Great.
About next summer.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem.
All right, normally we'll close out the show with a list of things that are going on around ACA and in other youth development areas. This week I looked through the calendar of events on the ACA website, that's acacamps.org, and found that most of the educational and training events that have gone on this fall have already happened. Most finished up the first week in November. So with that the case, I think I'll just tell you a little bit about the Young Professional events that are going on. Again, remember the ACA Young Professionals are sponsoring today's show. You can find them at acayp.org, that's the blog, or you can find them on the ACA Camps website, which is acacamps.org/youngpros. You can find out information on adding yourself to their email list, which is a really good spam-free email list, or find yourself signing up for opportunities to join a task force to do some things that the young professionals have been working towards for a long time. There are some ACA Young Professional events going on. Thursday, December 8th, EPIC, which is the Emerging Professionals in Camp in New York, is holding a one-day conference. It is at the Crown Plaza in White Plains, New York. EPIC is a great organization that's very similar to Young Professionals. It's focused on the New York region. I went to a session they did last year before Tri-State, and it was really unbelievable. I can highly recommend it. Also, I heard that the Southern California Young Professionals just had an event in San Diego that went very well. They had a whole bunch of people there and had a lot of fun getting together, doing some social things. Not so much camp and professional, but hanging out and have a good time. Don't forget that the ACA National Conference is coming up, and that's in February. It's the 7th through 10th of February in Chicago, Illinois. If you're a student, sounds like student conference fees are $0, so it's free for students if you're an ACA student member. So definitely jump on the acacamps.org website and let them know that you heard it through the CampCast. I want to report on one final meeting that I went to recently. It was in October. It was the 7th International Camping Congress in Mexico City. Mexico, it really is an amazing event. They have these about every 3 years, and this was the 7th one. And you get to meet camp professionals from all over the world doing things that we do. Sometimes you think in camp that what you're doing at your one camp is just the best thing in the world, and it usually is. It just turns out that there's people doing it all over your state and all over the country and all over the world. I just got an email from a friend who lives in Tokyo, just checking in. So it's a nice way to meet people. That's it for the CampCast. This is our first show. We hope you'll tune in again. We'd love to get feedback. Go to thecampcast.com and give us some feedback there. It'd be great to hear from you. Again, thanks to our sponsor, the ACA Young Professionals, and we'll hope to produce these shows about every 3 weeks. If you have suggestions, ideas, things you want to hear on the show, things you want to put on the calendar for the show for me to talk about at the end of the show, please let me know. If you'd like to be on the show, you have some great ideas, some great program ideas, you've heard some great things about camp, youth development profession, please give me a buzz at info@thecampcast.com. Thanks again for listening. I want to thank Michael McNair and Sam Brando for contributing to today's music, a little remix of On Top of Spaghetti. My name is Tommy Feldman. Thanks for listening to The CampCast. Thank you.